the phone with Matt. Welcome back. And I'm a little late this week.
Just a little bit.
Hey, you know one thing I don't understand? Smoking. It seems that, you know, like back in the 90s when I was growing up, when I was a teen, smoking was all the rage. Smoking cigarettes and, you know, looking cool. And there was really kind of, I think it grew from like the 60s on, maybe even the 50s, where, you know, the cool guys smoked cigarettes. And then you were like, you know, a badass if you smoked cigarettes. And I think in the 90s, it was like the top of that rise of popularity with cigarettes. I don't have numbers to actually prove this. I'm just kind of making things up as I go. But, like, I smoked up until, I guess, last year, maybe, or the beginning of 2022. But it all started in the 90s when I wanted to be cool like everybody else. And then there was this huge shift of trying to sway kids from smoking, and it's, I think, started working. I kind of remember hearing that, like, you know, it was on the decline. Now, I've worked recently in several places where cigarettes sell, like gas stations, and I sold cigarettes all the time to everybody. But it seems like when I go out, I don't really see anybody smoking anymore. It's almost weird to see somebody smoking a cigarette. And I know, like, when I quit, it was because I found out my doctor told me that if I didn't, I would die. And it wasn't like, oh, it's bad for you, you're gonna die. It was actually like the burning of the tobacco and inhaling the hot smoke was kind of burning or singeing my throat, which was causing it to swell up. And eventually it would swell up and close completely. And the doctor said I would either need a tracheotomy or I would die. So I really kind of wanted to get off of cigarettes anyway, because I really don't like them. I enjoyed smoking, but I didn't. There were a lot of things about it that I hated. I hated always smelling like cigarettes. I hated always having ashes on me from smoking. I hated when little teeny tiny glowing red embers would fall off of the cigarette onto my hand and burn the hell out of me. And I hated, like, always needing to find a place to smoke. You know, if it was like raining or snowing or whatever, like, it sucked. I didn't like littering either. I always tried to find a place for my cigarette butt, but it was like just kind of more of a hassle than it was worth. So I decided to switch from those to the vapes, because I didn't like vapes as much as I liked cigarettes. And if I could get off of cigarettes, that was like a huge step in the right direction. I didn't think I would have an issue getting off of vapes as much as I did off of cigarettes. But now I'm finding that that's not the case. Like, if I smoke a cigarette every now and then, once every few months, I'll smoke a cigarette and I hate it. Absolutely hate it. It's just terrible. Tastes like shit. I don't like it. So the vapes have worked in that respect, but I don't, I'm totally addicted to vaping now, and I am always constantly smoking on these vapes, or vaping, I guess, not smoking. I don't know. That's my issue to deal with, of course, but at least I don't reek like cigarettes now. However, what I have noticed, and I've seen this growing, it's not a new thing, but I've seen this growing maybe for the last 15 to 20 years, people smoking cigars. And now that's like a popular thing. And it's fucking, It's worse than cigarettes. But for some reason, it's a popular thing now. And I'm not talking about people who buy those cigars or wraps just to hollow them out and pack them with weed. I'm talking about people who legit buy cigars and smoke them. And it's like, it's just, ew. George Carlin once said, it looks like you're smoking a big black dick. You've got a big black dick in your mouth. At the time, I thought, it's a little harsh. But yeah, it just looks terrible, and it smells even worse. But for some reason, that's okay to the mainstream, but cigarettes are not. I don't get it. I really don't. I do not understand why one is okay and the other isn't. Oh, but you don't inhale. Then why do it at all? I know you inhale a little bit. You always do. It's impossible not to. You're still consuming a tobacco product. So what's the difference? Why does one elicit rage out of people, but the other one is like, oh, you smoke cigars? You must be somebody I should know. And no, they're disgusting. They're fucking... Okay, and the reason I bring this up is last night I discovered a YouTube video. It's on a newer channel, only been around for a couple months. It's a guy who is a gamer, and he has this problem going on with his new home in Kentucky, where he says he's got a skinwalker in his backyard. I'm going to go on and kind of review these videos, but what stood out to me initially was that every now and then he's smoking cigars on the video, and it almost seemed to me like he was doing it just to show that he smokes cigars. I mean, there's like times when he's on video smoking cigars, and those moments didn't need to be in the videos. But there he is smoking cigars. And that's why, to me, and it looked like he had this look on his face like, I'm somebody because I smoke cigars. Don't I look cool with this cigar in my mouth? I smoke cigars. You know, and this is something that, like, I grew up with my dad, like, watching my dad smoke cigars. He's always been a fan of cigars. And I've tried cigars. They're not good. They're terrible. What's the point? I never understood the point. If I'm not supposed to inhale, then why the fuck am I doing it? They don't taste good. They don't smell good. I know some people enjoy them, but whatever. They look terrible. And I mean, for those of you who have smoked, what's one of the worst things that happens while you're smoking? The smoke getting into your eyes. That's like one of the worst things ever about smoking. And one of the reasons, one of the main reasons I quit smoking cigarettes. But these people who smoke cigars, you know, they like to leave the cigar in their mouth, and the smoke is just clouding around their head, getting in their eyes. That can't be, is it worth looking like somebody who smokes cigars for whatever the hell reason that may be? Is it worth that? I don't think so. But, you know, of course, this is just my opinion on something I don't enjoy. What I really don't understand is the hypocrisy between, like, all these campaigns that are set up to stop people from smoking cigarettes. And it's like nobody says shit about people who smoke cigars. It's the same fucking thing. Tobacco is tobacco. They may have cigarette-type tobacco and cigar-type tobacco, but it's all tobacco. It all does the same thing. It gives you nicotine and tar and nastiness. Never mind that there are no filters on these cigars. So, I don't know the numbers, again, like I said, but wouldn't you think that a cigarette would be a little slightly better because it has a filter? I don't know. Regardless, and maybe I'm biased because I did smoke cigarettes for so long and I don't like cigars, but if I was in a room now as a non-tobacco smoker and somebody was smoking a cigarette, I wouldn't care as much as if they were smoking a cigar. And for a while, I smoked, like I rolled my own cigarettes, and I found out that the tobacco you buy for those is pipe tobacco or cigar tobacco. At least that's what somebody told me when I bought it. You know, it's pipe tobacco that you put into cigarettes. I don't know what the correlation there is at all. I guess what I'm trying to say is tobacco is tobacco. So I don't understand why it's acceptable, you know. And in this video, this guy, at one point, he's got two other guys, two friends of his that he had never met before. They were online friends. They come to help him investigate, and he's smoking a cigar around them. Now, granted, they are outside, and that's fine, but here's what I really don't get about cigars. When you smoke cigarettes, you are, I guess, you know, addicted to them because you're inhaling them, and you are addicted to the nicotine. And so as an addict, you kind of have to smoke every now and then because your body is going to tell you it wants nicotine. Now, if you're not supposed to inhale cigars, now I'm sure you're getting your nicotine through your mouth because you are drawing the smoke into your mouth and then blowing it out. Which, by the way, we used to make fun of people who said they smoked cigarettes but did that instead of bringing it into their lungs. Like, you don't smoke cigarettes, you're faking it, and it looks stupid. And that's how you smoke cigars. You fake smoking it, and it looks stupid. Because let's be honest, tasting cigar smoke is not good. It's disgusting. So why would that be the highlight of smoking a cigar? So if you're not addicted to cigars, and my dad is not, you know, he smokes one every now and then why smoke it? And why do these people typically do it in public when they're hanging out with people, maybe at the bar drinking? Why are you doing this if you're not addicted? Why are you pissing everybody off around you with your shitty smoke? What, so you can look cool? You can look like, I don't know. What are you supposed to look like? What's the connotation? Are you supposed to be a man of the world? Are you supposed to be like, you know, somebody important because you smoke cigars? I had a Cuban once. It was shitty too. But people flip out. Oh, it's a Cuban. I got a Cuban. Great. You got a cigar that still tastes like shit and probably paid a lot of money for it. But because it's a Cuban, it means something. I don't get it. And I probably never will. And I'm not worried about getting, you know, feedback off of this because I don't get feedback from this podcast, and I'm thankful for that. But I just don't get it. Anyway, the guy in the video with the skinwalker, I think his new channel is called Mad Vlad. I'm going to get into the videos right after this, and that's why I decided to talk about these, because of the cigar. Anyway, I'll be right back. Welcome back to On the Phone with Matt. I am on the phone with Matt. I know, I'm Matt, but I'm not on a phone anymore, which, you know, I'm a liar. So, as I said before that extremely long commercial break, there's this video now, this channel on YouTube, and I believe it's Mad Vlad. The guy is a gamer. He has a, from what I understand, a successful gaming channel on YouTube. I do not watch those, and I haven't, but I probably will, because apparently he tries out horror games, and lately I've been watching YouTube videos dealing with horror games. From his channel, he says that he apparently just moved into this house in Kentucky, I think within this year, I'm not sure. And he had bought a whole bunch of new equipment, like filming equipment and stuff, because he wanted to create a new channel that was not about gaming, but something that he could use to just put whatever on. You know, he said he's been into filmography most of his life, so he wants to expand on that by making new videos that could be, you know, about whatever, but using his talents as an editor to make quality content. And I respect that. But as he was setting up his new home and kind of getting everything together, he started having these weird experiences in his backyard. His backyard butts up to this ginormous field, and things started happening that were a little weird, and he attributed it to the Skinwalker, probably because that is a hot topic right now. So naturally, Skinwalker in the title of the video is going to draw a ton of traffic, and it has done that. He posted two videos and of this apparent Skinwalker, and he's already reached 100,000 subscribers, and he realized that most of them are not people that followed him on his gaming channel. So these are new subscribers who want to see more of what's going on in his yard. He's already got that, a silver YouTube follow plaque sent to him after two videos. So clearly, and even in the one video, he says, I don't know if I have a Skinwalker problem or not, but I don't know what I have an issue with. But it didn't stop him from using the Skinwalker name to draw views. Good for him. He knows the system and he exploited it. He started filming these issues and, you know, I mean, good for him. If I had that kind of equipment, I would too. I actually have my old cell phone. It's a good cell phone, but it is not in service. I use it. I wiped it completely with everything, and I only use it to record audio and video now. So if I ever go out for any reason, for like ghost hunting or whatever, I will use this phone particularly just for that. I know I'm not going to get interrupted with a phone call or a text or anything, and it has a better camera than my current phone, and it has a whole lot of memory on it. So I get it. He's got all this equipment, and he has got the perfect reason to use it, so he's using it. Now, he said that he was a skeptic. He didn't believe in anything paranormal until this started happening, and now he doesn't know what to think. It starts with his dogs barking at the back gate of his fence, which the fence is like a privacy fence, and it opens up to this field. And I guess there's a little bit of woods back there, but it's like mostly it's just a field with tall grass. He said there's a cornfield back there. And there's a lot of ponds and creeks. And during the day, he shows a lot of people go back there to go fishing, go hiking. It's a really cool looking place, honestly. It looks like an awesome place to live. But then when things started happening outside his house, his security cameras started picking things up. His dogs were at the back gate barking. And so he decided to start taking a look around and see what he could catch. But some of the things that he experiences aren't really necessarily creepy. You know, like he starts hearing these dogs barking. And he said, they don't sound like dogs. Well, yeah, they do. Unless the audio on these security cameras is not that good, they sound like dogs. And then he's hearing these bird noises at the same time, which sound like birds. Who knew that would exist in a giant field void of humans? He's saying how the sound, oh my God, the sound, it's over here 1 second and then it's way over there the next second. How is it traveling that fast? I don't know. Maybe there's multiple birds? Just a hunch. But he uses that to say something paranormal is going on. He plans a night out in the field with a couple of cameras where he goes and sits under a tree until like 3 a.m. And the entire time he psychs himself out and he speeds off on his e-bike back to his house and he's freaked out over nothing, absolutely nothing. And, you know, I kind of get it. He's not used to ghost hunting. He's not used to creepy things, even though he plays scary games on his YouTube channel. And that's how he makes his living. But, being in the comfort of your own home versus sitting under a tree in complete darkness in the middle of a field that you think has skinwalkers in it can be kind of terrifying. I get it. But again, like, nothing happened. Furthermore, his videos, the first one was a half an hour long, the second was an hour long, and there was a whole lot that could have been cut out. But, you know, the longer they run, the more ads run, the more money you make. Now, one thing I saw that was kind of creepy, and let me say this. Whether these videos are real or not, they are actually well done. He is definitely a good editor. He knows how to build suspense. And the things that happen are creepy. They're genuinely creepy. Again, whether they're real or not, I don't care. They're creepy, and I kept watching because I was caught up in it. I will give him that. I subscribe to the channel. I'm going to keep watching these videos as they happen because now I want to know what happens. But I also kind of feel like at the very end of these videos, if he ever decides to stop doing them, he's going to say, thanks for playing along. I had fun faking all of this. But we don't know. I don't know. In one video, he's standing outside and his security camera captures what looks like a floating gold bar, but not like you would think like a gold bar in Fort Knox. It's like a rod, but it has these like little balls of light that go up this rod. And that freaked me out because many years ago, well, I guess it would have been around the mid-90s, somewhere around there. Some family friends up in northeastern Ohio decided to build their own house. And they had been living in what was a really nice double-wide trailer. So there was plenty of space. But they decided they wanted a house. So they moved the trailer off of the lot. They owned the property. And they began building their own house, and they did it themselves. They did not, as far as I remember, they didn't hire anybody to do it. So Randy, the husband, he got his buddies together and literally paid them in beer and weed to help him build his house. And he didn't even have blueprints. He just kind of dug a hole for a basement and then built the house on top of it, and he would walk around like, I want a wall here, I want a wall here, and that's what they did. And the house turned out nice. But while he was doing it, they were taking pictures to, you know, have a little timeline of the process, and in some of them were these gold bars that are rods that looked like what this guy saw in his backyard. Well, he didn't see it. His security camera picked it up. And they were all over. There was no light spots from the sun. They really looked like they were just computer generated over these pictures. But this was like the early to mid 90s. That did not happen in everyday life. They took the pictures, went and had them developed, and here are these gold rods that first appeared over their open, when they dug the hole for their basement, they were just there. And they looked like they were in this hole floating in midair. And there was a few of them. Some pictures there would be more, some less. But the more the house got built, and the more pictures that were taken, the more these gold rods would appear, and they would be like in the same spot. But like when the first floor had been put down and was complete, you could see them sticking up through the floor all over. And they were transparent, like you could see through them, but they were just there. And of course, my friends didn't see these until after they got the photos developed. So when I saw that on this guy's video, kind of freaked me out. What the hell does that mean? This is only the second time in my life of watching paranormal stuff, being involved with the paranormal, that I have ever come across these gold rods. What do they mean? So later in the videos, his security camera outside on the backyard catches another instance of this gold rod, except it is moving back and forth kind of quickly behind his fence, like it's looking up over the fence, and then it works its way into his yard and floats around a little bit until it gets to a certain spot, and it just kind of stays there. People were quick to online to say it's a spider web reflecting light, but it's not a spider web. I mean, you will have those skeptics and those people who will say anything to make it not paranormal, whether it makes sense or not. Now, it could be a spider web, but the way it moves in the next part, I don't understand how it would be a spider web and only be just that. Like, there would be more web, I would think, right? Why would it just be this one rod of light? And why would it continue to capture or reflect light from so many different angles and only be that one rod of gold light? There's too many questions. It's not a spider web. But again, in his case, it could be like a Photoshop kind of job, CGI. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's real or fake. But if it is real, it's very interesting to see. I still don't know what these gold rods are or mean. And again, 43 years, this is the second time I've ever seen something like this. And it's been 30 years in between. So that happens. And that was kind of cool. And that was really the first thing that got me really kind of interested in what was going on. Okay. Now, another problem he has is he's hearing coyotes. They're yipping, they're howling and barking and doing coyote things all around his house. At one point, he walks out into his front area. I am assuming that was his front, like, yard, maybe. I don't think I saw a yard. It was just a big driveway, and it was a very short driveway to the street. But he's out there, and he hears these coyotes all over. And in the video, he says something like, "The noises weren't coming from the field," which is weird. Yeah, coyotes don't give a fuck about houses or people or cars. Okay, coyotes are everywhere. And I understand that he moved there from the city, but in a video, he claims that his grandparents and parents come from the Appalachian Mountains, and he spent a lot of time in them as a kid. That doesn't necessarily mean he's encountered coyotes before, but the point here is, I experienced coyotes in the city, because coyotes do not care. If they can, coyotes are very smart, and they can and will be like ninjas in a city and not be spotted, but they will get their food. They will eat your little dogs and cats. And you know, if they're packed up around you, they'll eat a person. They don't care. Coyotes don't care if there's a field or not. But he was playing it off like it was something paranormal when it's just coyotes, because by nature, coyotes are paranormal. I just watched one of those boxer guys who has like a podcast. Was it Jake Paul? Where he's talking about how coyotes ate his dog and he hunted them down, and he lives in the middle of Los Angeles. So yeah, coyotes don't care. When I delivered pizzas last, I was in a suburban neighborhood and saw coyotes regularly walking down the street. As a matter of fact, I came home from work many, many years ago when I was living in Cincinnati in the city, and there was a coyote walking down my driveway as I was pulling in, followed by a dog. It was really weird. But they seem to be buddying around, like palling around, and good for them. It terrified me. I sat in my car for like a half an hour, scared to get out because I didn't want to get eaten by a coyote and what looked like a family dog. So, you know, his whole coyote thing, he just honestly seems a little out of his element here. Now, at one point, like I said, he invites two of his buddies around the 4th of July weekend to come down to his place and help him explore this field to get, you know, to find some kind of evidence of these skinwalkers or whatever it is that is terrorizing him. He says he went out and bought a whole bunch of ghost hunting equipment. Infrared cameras, EVP meter, a spirit box, which I'm still kind of on the fence about, but a lot of people use them and seem to like them. And he had, I don't know what he spent, but it looked like it was probably a couple $1,000s on equipment. And they decide that they're going to go out for 3 nights into this field to see what they can come up with. And they didn't use any of the ghost hunting equipment until the 3rd night. Seems a little suspicious to me, honestly. Why wouldn't you use it from the get-go? Well, he does say that, you know, of course he was a skeptic, and he doesn't really buy into the ghost hunting equipment stuff, but he wanted to see what it would show him, and maybe it would change his mind. But again, he didn't use it until the 3rd night. Now, it was like the 2nd night, he said that he didn't want to antagonize whatever it was, because he was like, I guess they were sitting in his golf cart in the dark, and he started making a noise, mimicking a noise that he had heard in the field. And every time he does that, he gets this noise back. So he starts to make this noise, and then he says, I better not do that. I don't want to antagonize it. But then, leading up to the 3rd night, he says, I want to get this ghost hunting equipment out there and provoke this thing and see what happens. Well, you just literally said you don't want to do that, and now you do. So which is it? Yeah, so also during this time, this is the 2nd video that's an hour long. He has background, not really music, but background sound, like an ambiance, like a creepy, just it's there, but it's not really there, just to set the tone, to really get the viewer, you know, creeped out without realizing it. However, this sound is drowning out the background sound that he's hearing. So when he's out in this field with his buddies, he's like, there's that chirping again. Do you hear it? Oh my God. And on the video, you can't hear it because he added this background noise that drowns it out. So if you're going to be a ghost hunter, he put a 3rd video on his channel where he's explaining things, and it's not about this incident. It's just a general video. And he says, I want to use this channel for more stuff. What should I do? Maybe do more ghost hunting? Well, yeah, but if you're going to do that, I can already see from this 2nd video that, one, you don't know how to ghost hunt properly. You know how to ghost hunt reality TV way, which is not properly. You're going to add these background noises and sounds to set the mood, and that's going to take away from the experience of the actual ghost hunting. And he also, when using a spirit box, he's putting the words on the screen that he says he heard, which, you know, Danny Gonzalez, he did a video where he went ghost hunting to see how real it is. And he pointed out all of these mistakes not really mistakes, but all of these tricks that these ghost hunting shows do to kind of manipulate what they experience. And one of those is if they catch an EVP or use a spirit box, you may actually hear nothing. If you closed your eyes and just listened to it, you would hear nothing. But they put these words on the screen to make you believe that's what you heard. And in reading these words, along with hearing what's being said, I guess, you go, oh yeah, that's, I heard it. My point here is this guy, Mad Vlad, he does this. He does a lot of things that these reality TV ghost hunting shows do during his ghost hunt. So it, to me, it seems like what he did, instead of actually talking to real ghost hunters who don't do this shit, he got his ghost hunting advice. He got his ghost hunting learning off of reality TV, probably Ghost Adventures, which is like the worst one of them all. So if he continues to do ghost hunting episodes for this channel, it's probably going to be pretty bad. And I'm here for it because I subscribed. With this in mind, he didn't know how to use the ghost hunting equipment. And instead of testing it out for 3 nights, he just jumped right into it on the 3rd night. And I gotta say, after the first couple of spirit box words that he put the words on the screen of what it could have said, and I was like really skeptical at this point, some of the later conversation with the spirit box, it was crystal clear what the spirit box said. Again, if this isn't fake, then it's really ultra creepy. If it is fake, well done. It's still creepy and it's written well. The script, I guess, if there is one. But if it is real, then oh my God, I was so hooked by, like, you know, the second half of the second video, I was really genuinely creeped out. And by the very end of the second video, I'm not going to spoil it, but holy shit, real or not, well done. That was creepy. That was very, very creepy. So overall, if you're into the paranormal or you're into that kind of entertainment, you definitely want to check out that channel. I will put a, he's up to 121,000 subscribers with 3 videos in 5 months. I'll put a link to his channel in the description of this episode. Or you can go to YouTube and search Mad Vlad, both with 2 D's, and check out these videos. They are worth watching for the creepiness factor alone. If you are a real ghost hunter who, is kind of disgusted at ghost hunting TV, you may be disgusted with what you see here, and there's plenty to pick apart with this. But it's a fun watch. So, you know, whether it's, like I keep saying it, whether it's real or not, it's a fun watch. So check it out. And whatever you do, don't smoke cigars. Ugh. See you next week.